The psukim in quick succession at the end of the parasha tell us how old a person was when they had their children, how long they lived afterwards, and vayolid banim ubanot. Two interesting notes is that, first off, it doesn't say vayu kol yemei. These were all the days, like we had at the end of Parashas Bereshit. That's number one. Number two is we don't hear vayomat. There's no mention that they died. And also there's this unique phrase of vayolid banim uvanot. What exactly does it mean? So the Chizkuni points out that the reason for the change of kol is that when you live to be close to 1,000 years old, vayu kol yemei, it's all your days. There's so much out there that is a kol kind of life. And yet, when a person only lives to be a fraction of what their forefathers left, albeit much more than we have, it's no longer kol. That answers the first question. But why not vayamat? And why not vayolad banim uvanot? Rabbeinu B'chaye has an absolutely beautiful pshat. His pshat is that the people of Shem, this is Shem's lineage, ultimately are going to bring forward David HaMelech, and Beis David HaMelech is going to bring Mashiach ben David. And as such, when that happens, they will usher in a time of Lo Yebo Mita. There won't be death. Because he is going to be the one, Atiche Yichye Leolam. He's going to make the world live forever. And so, he explains that you can't have Vayamat if the people don't die. But I think that the Rabbeinu B'chaye is even more powerful if we take a glimpse at the Chizkuni as well. Chizkuni says that the reason Vayol Banim Uvanot is that was the purpose of what they were all doing. They were populating the world. That's what they needed to do. They needed to regrow the world after its destruction. And a person that lives in that time when their entire purpose is to populate the world, essentially they don't die so long as they are fulfilling that mission. And so perhaps if you take Rabbeinu B'chaye and the Chizkuni together, you can say that it's not only leading up to David HaMelech, but if your goal is to make sure that the world is a full place, and perhaps that is a way that we ourselves get our own eternity by having our own families, that's why Yoled Banim Uvanot. A person does not die. It's truly Avram Avinu who really fully encapsulates that, because what does Avram do? Avram does more than just Vayolad Banim Uvanot. He doesn't just populate the world, although the three major religions on this planet trace themselves back to Avram Avinu. But Avram Avinu does so much more than that. He gives his children something that makes it impossible to write Vayamad. Yes, the people will die, but the values that they hold true will continue far past them. Have a good day.